With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Montana Secretary of State certified the results of the May 25th special election today, naming Greg Gianforte Montana's next congressman. Corncates Carney reports.
Gianforte will be sworn in as Montana's next congressman Wednesday, June 21st in the U.S. Capitol. The state has been without representation in the U.S. House since Ryan Zinke resigned the position in March to become Interior Secretary in the Trump administration. Gianforte's win was official as of midday, and the Secretary of State signed the official election results.
I, Corey Stapleton, Secretary of State of the State of Montana, do hereby certify that the within is a full, true, and complete abstract.
According to the official election results, Gianforte won the House seat, earning 49.9% of the vote. That was enough to beat Democratic challenger Rob Quist, who won 44.3%, and Libertarian Mark Wicks, who got 6% of the vote. Gianforte is certified as the state's next congressman days after pleading guilty and being sentenced for misdemeanor assault against a journalist. The Republican has already filed to run again for the U.S. House in 2018. About 55% of registered voters in Montana cast ballots in the special election. I'm Corin Cates Carney.
There's been another death in Yellowstone National Park a week after the first incident. The park says a kayak guide died yesterday while attempting to rescue a client who capsized in the West Thumb area of Yellowstone Lake. The guide, 23-year-old Timothy Hayden Ryan Conant, was from Salt Lake City. The client he attempted to save was rescued by other guides and treated for hypothermia. The incident is still under investigation. Last Friday, hiker Jeff Murphy of Batavia, Illinois, was found dead near the Rescue Creek Trail area after an extensive search. 3 months after a predator-killing cyanide trap sickened a teenage boy in Idaho and killed his dog, the federal government is launching an expanded review of the devices. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said today the expanded review should be finished this fall. Meanwhile, workers will follow interim guidelines intended to make sure anyone near a device is alerted. That includes elevated signs placed within 15 feet of each device, rather than the 25 feet required now. But Andrea Santisseri, a senior attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity, says closer signs won't help.
I mean, I have a border collie. She's a very smart dog. She's one of the smartest breeds out there, actually, but that doesn't mean she can read. So, you know, while it's great that they want to move the sign 10 feet closer, that's not necessarily going to protect pets and especially wildlife.
The spring-activated devices called M44s look like water sprinkler heads embedded in the ground, but spray cyanide when triggered by animals attracted by bait. They're used to kill coyotes and other livestock predators, mostly in western U.S. states. In March, a 14-year-old Idaho boy was injured and his dog died when they encountered one on federally owned land, about 500 yards from his home. The State Library Commission has approved its plan to deal with the possibility of having to cut nearly $1 million from its $6 million budget over the next 2 years. Legislation is in place to trigger budget cuts if state revenues don't meet projections. In the worst-case scenario, the library would lose a quarter of its 47 employees. Billings officials have announced the city will be hosting its first gay pride parade in 9 years. The Big Sky Pride event will begin at 11 a.m. Saturday in the city's downtown. Supplemental events are taking place today through Sunday.
I'm Matt Blois. The State Library Commission has approved a plan to deal with the possibility of having to cut nearly $1 million from its $6 million budget over the next 2 years. Legislation is in place to trigger budget cuts if state revenues don't meet projections. Cuts triggered under the state budget bill, which will begin on July 1st, include the loss of 4 employees from the staff of 47, closing the basement reading room, and losing up to 7 of its 8 public access computers. The Great Falls Tribune reports that if cuts included in another bill kick in on August 15th, the library will lose another 8 employees. Commissioners talked yesterday about various ways it might be able to increase income, including charging other state agencies for data it supplies. Billings officials have announced the city will be hosting its first gay pride parade in 9 years. The Big Sky Pride event will begin at 11 a.m. Saturday in the city's downtown. Supplemental events are taking place today through Sunday. I'm Matt Blois, Montana Public Radio.